I just want to make a correction. Legabe Tosis over here, Dafkuf Gimel Amid Beis, Tosis says that afilu yain de la'acha suda, if someone drinks the koshel brocha by birchas hamazon, nirzak Tosis she'ein tzoch levarich achov de lo'olam choshu machmas asuda. Tosis is not referring to the yain of the koshel brocha. Tosis is referring to la'acha suda before birchas hamazon. The yain after the suda before birchas hamazon does not require a birchas hamazon, because it's called dvorim machmas asuda, and the birchas hamazon patters it. But the yain that comes after the birchas hamazon, meaning the kosher brocha, that we paskin, of course, needs a brocha achrona, a mein sheva. There is a shittas teisves, tafkuf hamid beis, and the bahag over here is brought down in the Rosh and Simen Yud, that taka says, even this chiddush that we mentioned, that even when a person drinks the kosher brocha after birchas hamazon, would not require a brocha achrona. Now, the Rosh has a matmi on that, because the Maisa, what happened to the Brocha Achrona? So, on that, the Bahag Taka holds this Chiddush, that even the Koshel Brocha that comes after Birchas HaMozen is a part and parcel of the Suda, and Memela Birchas HaMozen patted it. Zog the Rosh, in Simen Yud, V'Hilchas Gedolus Kosav, the Koshel Birchas HaMozen ain't tzorich levarich achreo. That's this Chiddush. The Chiddush that we said it in Tosis, but it's really a Bahag, and it's a Tosis Lein of Kufhei that brings this Bahag, that the Koshel Birchas HaMozen does not require Baruch HaLachel. In fact, the Rosh V'Dovetemu, V'Shem Choshvoi K'bo Machmas HaSuda, Af Bish Hivzik B'Birchas HaMozen. So the Rosh wants to say that maybe it's called Bo Machmas HaSuda. And the Rachonim Taka say that this is not a regular Birchas HaNenin, this Koshel Brocha. The Koshel Brocha is not a regular Birchas HaNenin that requires a Brocha Achrayna. It's Bo Machmas HaSuda. It's the din of Koshel Brocha. So Memela, that's why it would not require a Brocha Achrayna. But we paskin La Halacha that Avada, you make a Brocha Achrayna on the kois shal brocha that comes after Birchas HaMozen. Now, obviously it needs the condition of drinking a revius. That's when you make the kois, the brocha. Now, the din of kois shal brocha that you're not supposed to drink before Havdalah. So we said that we find a similar lomdus, that is true. That and Moshe by Sherer Brochas. By Sherer Brochas, the Chos and Kala make Hagofen even before Havdalah. By Shal Shudas they drink. Because that's called Machmas HaSuda. That's a Chelik of the Suda. It's taka chelik of the suda, but not le'inyan that the birchas hamozen would pater it, and you would not require a brocha achrona. That's a chiddush of the bahag. But the lomdas that it's a chelik of the suda, we taka find in that instance. So those that are makban and kosher brocha, they always drink the kosher brocha even before Havdalah, even after shal shudas, because that's a chelik of the suda. Would it require a brocha achrona? It would require a brocha achrona. We don't pass like this bahag. But that the lomdus that it's a chelik of the suda, we taka utilize by every hagofen that we make by shever brachas. Of course the chos and kala drink. It's a chelik of the suda. It's not called drinking before Havdalah. There's those that are makbid on kosher bracha. So who are then they make that hagofen then, and it's considered a chelik of the suda. Would they require a bracha chayna? That avad, if you drink revius, you need a bracha chayna. If a person doesn't drink revius, or he drinks malalugmov, or he's mitzvah for other people, then you would not make a bracha chayna.